entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. Emmy Award-winning actress Kirstie Alley has died after a short battle with cancer. Her children made the announcement saying she was surrounded by her closest family and fought with great strength. Kirstie Alley was best known for her role in the popular 80s and 90s sitcom Cheers and the movie Look Who's Talking. She was 71 years old. Amy Robach and TJ Holmes of Good Morning America are being taken off the air. The decision was being made after their relationship went public. Their affair was outed after a tabloid published photos of the two spending time together in New York City. Holmes and Robach also seemingly joked about the attention on the air on Friday. The man accused of shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker and stealing her French bulldogs is getting a rough sentence. After yesterday's no contest plea in Los Angeles, James Howard Jackson was immediately sentenced to 21 years in prison. The 20-year-old pleaded no contest to attempted murder with great bodily injury. The release date is being announced for the upcoming Netflix documentary about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Harry and Meghan will focus on the couple's love story and then stepping away from working as royals. The first volume of 3 episodes will be released on Thursday, and a lawsuit is being filed by Taylor Swift fans against Live Nation over the mishandling of the pop star's ticket sales for her upcoming tour. More than a dozen Swifties filed a complaint in a Los Angeles court against the ticket company. The pre-sale last month was meant to level the playing field without racing against bots. However, fans claim Ticketmaster and Live Nation misled them by allowing scalpers and bots to access the pre-sale. They're citing breach of contract, intentional misrepresentation, fraud, antitrust, and unfair competition. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.